second round. This is Yo That's Gay. I don't know why I sounded confused on her own title, but I'm not mad at it. Yeah. Because today I'm going to be busy. That's what I'm going to be today. That's who I will be. How's it going?
It's going, girl. It is going. It's going, actually. Yeah, it's going. You know, it just, it goes. It goes.
This is it all. I'm here for that.
Well, today, since this is our All-Stars episode, I'm going to be the All-Stars version of me. So my more polished brand, I'm going to be Danny Cycles.
Ooh.
So we're gonna work it. We're going to work the brand. We're going to work the brand today.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to be the more polished version of myself too. AJ the Entertainment. That's not my last name for real, but I'm going
with it. Ooh.
Here for it.
Well, what do you want your brand to be? Like, what do you want to be known as to, like, the general audience?
You know what? Audience and people that I love too that I've never seen. I want you to just call me AJ. That'll be it. Vanderton is just for the checks. That way you can cash them and not get arrested. So, if you're going to give me money, but just call me AJ.
If you're going to send me checks, make them out to cash.
Yes. Give a blank check.
Just write me a blank check.
Just write me a blank check. That's all I need.
This nice little signature down there.
Great. Just remember.
Today's date.
The check does not hit your bank account for 14 business days. So I can get away with fraud. You just wait 2 weeks to call a cop. That's it.
I'll be out.
Well, I mean, with the pandemic, where can you really hide at right now?
That's true. I mean, we are in a panini.
We are. I have loved this Pamela James. It's, as far as the, nah, I'm not going to say I love the pandemic, but I do love the things that I've been able to do and learn about myself in them, mm-hmm. but then also the chance to do more. So, Pamela James, thanks.
Yes.
We got to see the silver lining here.
COVID-19.
Okay, just a side note, my reality TV trash that I love to watch, y'all have really been fucking up. Everybody's doing an episode about COVID. We know COVID is happening. Please, I didn't watch you for reality. This is not reality. They just call it reality TV. Do not give me real reality.
Yeah.
Throw on a Fashion Nova dress, throw a drink in some girl's face because y'all both own the same bar, and then
just pretend there's no COVID on TV.
Right. Right. COVID did not get to TV.
At least on reality TV.
Right.
Keep it on the news. I mean, let's do that.
Keep COVID on nonfiction programming, please. That's my rant. That's it.
I feel like we have to give you a little rant every week.
You know, sometimes I just need a little space to just get some shit out. It just always comes up. And I'm just like, let's think you took a good dump.
All right. So what's going on? What's new? What's happening?
So what's happening? One of the things that I'm very happy that's happening is that it is warm outside. It was nice and toasty today, and in upstate New York, if you're familiar with the weather, it gets quite frigid for about 19 months out of the year. So this was pretty nice. The other thing, I adulted today. I finally got my ass up and went to the eye doctor again after my eye doctor got COVID the first time. I'm sorry to bring it back to that. But I actually did some adulting today and got some things done that I needed to. And I know what it is for your credit score to raise. Oh, bitch, you can't give me shit today. I went up 40 points. And I don't even know what it does. You can't tell me shit.
She's like, I got 40 points. How much you got? You got 40 points today? No.
Did you get 40? Did you get those points? I went through the Burger King drive-thru this morning so happy. And I'm just like, oh, teacher, let me get my stuff. Talking to the girl, just chatting away. I would never talk to anybody before. But I saw those 40 fucking points this morning, and I was like,
oh. Like, bitch, I am eligible for new lines of credit.
Yes!
Work.
But what about you? What's going on? What is new?
Well, let's see. My credit score, I think, is about the same. Mm-hmm. So I'm not winning capitalism right now. But I'm not losing it either. what else is new? I am working hard to get the website up and running. So it should be available soon. By the time this airs, you should probably be able to take a sneak peek at it. And that's going to be itsdannycycles.com. And it's going to be some definitely 18 plus content. Mostly a blog and a home for some of the stories I want to tell. Mm-hmm. Some of the stories I want to share. And also as a home website for the podcast. So definitely check it out. Right now there's only one blog post up, but I am aiming to do a weekly blog post. And I'm also be promoting that on my Twitter soon. So follow me at It's Danny Cycles on Twitter and on Instagram at It's Danny Cycles.
Yay! It's DannyCycles.com. I'm going to be spreading your shit all over. Just so you know, I'm going to slap it on stop signs. Like, if you end up making stickers, slap it right on.
So I have a logo, mm-hmm. That it's under my contact page on the website. But I'm thinking I want to do some shirts, at least for myself.
Oh, yeah. Put your shit on a shirt. I'll
put myself on a shirt. It's a cute little logo.
I think it's the cutest thing and one of the best things when you can put your face as your logo on your own body, mm-hmm. and say, bitch, I'm my own brand.
Yep. I am a brand, bitch. maybe we'll do a podcast giveaway and I'll give away a t-shirt with my logo on it.
Yes.
Guys, I have a logo. I built it today too.
There you go. Celebrate yourself. Yes, you have a logo, bitch.
Yes, bitch. Ah! So yeah, if you want to check out my first blog post, it's all about chastity and me trying to figure out what the fuck I'm going to do to lock my dick up. So if you're into that or curious about that, that's a place to go. So I want to know, what were your thoughts, AJ, with like reading this? Because we've never actually talked about this like individually, not too in depth, I feel like, other than we've touched about it in the podcast. So what did you think of like reading the post about chastity?
So reading the post
from someone chastity. Who doesn't know about it?
It was very educating.
Okay.
And very informative. Because chastity to me was just, oh, I'm not having sex, or I'm gonna deny my partner sex mm-hmm. all of this time. I didn't realize that chastity is also a self-control thing as opposed to just a partnered situation.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. So, you know, even in our chastity episode, a lot of the things that I said were partner focused as opposed to self focused.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one thing that I learned that I was like, I'm like, Andrew, you can do this on your own.
Yeah.
This isn't always about another person.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The other thing, you are just open. And I'm here for it.
I'm just like, let's shoot the shit.
You are open. And I'm here for it because I hate going to a blog. And I'm like, you know, like when they talk about taking a shit on TV, they're like, they always use the word regular. It's like, no, just say you're going to take a shit. This is here. It's like, this is fucking chastity and this is what it's about. This is a penis. This is an asshole.
Like, we are talking the nitty gritty here. We're talking about, locks, and we're talking about nubs, and we're talking about all the fun stuff.
Yes!
Like, very raw, like, how, like, people who do that talk to each other.
Right. When I hear the term nub, I never associate it with chastity.
Because mm-hmm.
people would hit me up online, oh, I would love for you to rub my nub, and these kinds of things. I'm like, maybe that's just a word for dick. Whole different meaning now. So, thank you. I appreciate it. Check it out. I'm not saying that because I'm your friend. Check the shit fuck out. If you need to know some shit, boom.
Also, I'm so open to ideas of what to write about. As we're always open to ideas of what to pod about. Mm-hmm. That sounded funny. And talk about on here. So feel free to shoot us a message on Instagram or on Twitter or anywhere, really. If you know us in real life, send us a nice little postcard.
I'm here for it. Send it to us. There is one thing that I'm just going to say that I am going to try out, and I want to do it either next month or September, which is my birth month.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get a cookbook. It could be from any chef, and I want to cook every single recipe in that book.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do it over 30 days.
Ooh.
I'm wanting to do it. I love Julie and Julia. It's one of my favorite movies. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it for myself. But I don't want to cook from the joy of cooking, and I don't want to do Julie Shia's book.
So uh-huh.
I would love for recommendations if you have them. I've been looking on my own, but we'll see.
Nice. I am definitely coming over for those 30 days. So they're not meals for one.
I got you. I will cook for multiple because some of the recipes I've been looking at Googling easily, I'm like, oh no, I can't eat this by myself. So once I find a cookbook, we eat it.
Nice. For an added twist, make it vegan.
I don't know if I can do that. And I mean, vegan, there's nothing wrong with it. I was vegan before. That's a lot of substitution.
Yeah, that's a lot of commitment. I meant make the cookbook vegan.
Okay. I totally just made a generality and a substitute. I'm sorry that vegans don't have cookbooks. Maybe I'll find a vegan cookbook.
Speaking of vegans, Bimini Bon Boulash. Gagged I was. Oh my god. I was sure. Okay, spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
For all of Drag Race, just for the whole episode. Or for any Drag Race, all of them that exist.
From this point forward, unless you want to know how we're doing, it's a spoiler, you may want to stop listening.
So I was 1000% certain this crown was fucking going to Bimini Bon Boulash. I don't want to take away from Lawrence's win, and I think it was still absolutely deserving. And I think at the end of the day, like, everyone's deserving, and I think it's what they're going to do with it and what they brought to the table for that specific competition. So I don't think it's like anyone really, I think once you're to the top four, it's like, you're like the elite four, right? Yeah. And like, you can be Lance, the dragon trainer that you fight last, but it doesn't matter because you still have to beat the elite four to get to the end.
Right, right.
So it's like, you know, you're still pretty badass.
When I think of Bimini, and before we even go into depth about Bimini, like you said, the elite four, Lance was great, but who does most of the people remember, at least the queers? Lorelai.
Mm-hmm.
With her fucking Lapras.
Yes.
And that was Bimini for me. That was Lorelai. It was like, hey, I should be the top here, but...
So, congratulations, Lawrence. Yes, congratulations. Definitely excited to see what you're going to bring to the table. Because, I mean, the looks this season have already been fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. And I know she's been posting like YouTube videos, I think instructional videos of all her looks.
Ooh.
So I feel like that should have been an indicator that she had money because they look well edited, bitch.
I have seen some of those videos and I'm like, does she have a studio team in her house? Because there's some of those videos and I'm like, this thing. I'm happy that Lawrence won. Congratulations. It was a well-deserved win.
Yes.
It was a well-deserved win. And this is one of the seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate because I love it, but I hate the fact that there were two amazing people, and everybody else did very well as well, but the two people who I really wanted to come between was Lemony and Lawrence and Bimini. But I really wanted Bimini to win.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly thought with Bimini with the four wins and did amazing in that last challenge, I thought it was Bimini's.
This I thought was going to be Bimini's, and I was here for it. But then also looking at Bimini, I didn't feel bad because I know Bimini's going
to
blow up.
Oh, absolutely. But also, I was like, it would have been so fabulous to like finally have someone who identifies as like non-binary during the time that they get the crown. Because people have come out as non-binary after the crown, but I think it would be very significant of like RuPaul to like be the person to be like, yeah, like, you know, I think you're fitting of this crown too. Mm-hmm. Not saying that like that should be the only reason. I don't think that's the only reason, but I think that would have just been a nice like added additional gesture to Bimini winning the crown.
Right. It would have been the actual stamp on it, and you would have loved it.
Yep. It would have been history. Herstory.
Yes.
They-stry.
They-stry. They-stry. I like that. What is your favorite Bimini
Them-stry. Book? Them-stry.
Them-stry.
That's better.
What is your favorite Bimini look?
Oh my god. Okay. So my favorite Bimini look, it's definitely got to be, I'm partial to that acne look. Mm-hmm. Cause like I feel like I've struggled with acne always, and like fucking like shit skin, and just like her making a whole beautiful look out of it, bitch. It looked good.
My favorite is the prehistoric protozoa look.
The amoeba.
The amoeba. I just was sold. I'm like, oh, and I, you know, I'm a science geek, so I was just in heaven with it.
Yeah, that was genius.
It really was.
And that's like the type of stuff I'm like, those two looks were so out of the box, mm-hmm. and like so unique and so well polished too. Although I will say Bimini did struggle pre-COVID, as was pointed out by Michelle Visage.
Pre-COVID, Bimini struggled, which it was a struggle, but it wasn't like, damn, how is this girl still here struggle? Mm-hmm. Like, she was getting through it. I don't feel like the first half of the competition really reflected who Bimini was, because I feel like they were nervous. Mm-hmm. And then once they came back, it was like, oh, bitch, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I just wanted Bimini to win.
Yeah.
I really did. I love Lauren.
Bimini for the womany.
Yes! That shit.
No, I saw it on Twitter.
Like, I loved Lawrence, but it was after the whole Ellie Diamond thing. I just really grew very tired.
Yeah, I'm like, you're like, yeah. The whole Ellie Diamond, like, oh, you know, you're putting me down. Like, girl, no, she's playing the game.
Right.
I think it was very much that big sister, little sister dynamic is what I got.
That's what I got. And, you know, to the show's credit as well, they edit things very specifically, mm-hmm. for, like, audience viewership. But if that is what was really happening, it really put a sour taste in my mouth.
Yeah. Words.
And unfortunately, Lawrence never evolved from that for me. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, eh, I'm happy you won. I'm very happy you won. But I could have also enjoyed Bimini so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was, it was just a bad like taste to bring in towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, season that was going so well, to kind of just be like, oh, like, you're putting me down, like, like, you're gonna send me home, like, out of all people. It's like, girl, you're not special. Like, whoever goes home. It doesn't matter what order.
Right. And it was a
three. I'm sending y'all home.
Right. And it was a three fucking episode arc. Like, how do we have a whole arc about this drama about something that was not supposed to be drama? And I'm like, okay, now, come on.
All right. Well, speaking of Lawrence Chaney, mm-hmm. What were some of your favorite looks from Lawrence?
My first favorite look from Lawrence was the runway theme glitter, or it was everybody was shiny because she was in gold. It was that solid gold dress that Lawrence wore out.
Okay, I think. Yeah. Where she lip synced.
Yes, she lip synced in that one. I can't remember the name of that challenge, and I love shiny sparkly things. And Lawrence was super shiny sparkly. She reminded me of like the Golden Globes trophy, but as a woman in a gown.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved how that looked. And then also the other look that I loved from Lawrence, she came out, It was her first look. Very first look of the season. Mm-hmm. Loved it. Her entrance into the workroom. Those were my two favorite looks from Lawrence.
My favorite one, I don't know if it's my favorite, but I think someone that pops out like the most in my head is that Day by the Seaside.
Oh, where
she's got like the flotation device thing on her head. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that whole look was very well made. Like, I think that's a fun material.
That really was. It was unconventional materials. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the little life preserver thing she had on her head gave her like a halo.
Yeah.
She was like gay Jesus. We know gay Jesus is Jonathan Van
Ness.
Ness.
Oh, I love Jonathan Van Ness.
You know what? I didn't like him in the first part when Queer Eye first came back. I was like, this is too much energy for me. But now without him, it would not be amazing.
Yeah. Uncertain. We're going to Google it right now. What are Jonathan Van Ness's pronouns?
Oh, you know what? Yes, because I actually don't know.
And his gender pronouns are he, him, his, according to Wikipedia. But she is often he is okay being referred with she, her, or they, them as well. So Jonathan is pronoun fluid, like me.
Yes, pronoun fluid.
Call me whatever. It's because I'm a little bit of everything, I think.
Call me by your name. I still haven't seen that movie and I want to see it.
Gay Jesus, speaking of Denali's Snatch Game, we spoke about that last week, though.
That
was so good.
Such a good Snatch Game. There were huge standouts, huge failures. Which is juxtaposition. Not to go back to it, but I rewatched tons of Tabitha Brown's videos.
Uh-huh.
And you could have done so much more, Lydia. I know Tabitha Brown, but I literally went back and watched it. I'm like, you had 40 million catchphrases. You didn't use a single one. But I'm done.
Yeah, I feel like for such a... I don't know Tabitha Brown at all. Mm-hmm. But like from the brand that I have... that's being portrayed of her, I'm like, that's clearly like you're not doing the brand. You're kind of just like being a vegan.
Yes.
Like a generic vegan. Like you are not any kind of brand. No one's brand is just a vegan.
She was a generic
other than Bimini Bamboulash.
Bimini. Olivia was a vegan who just wanted to say they're vegan, and that was it. Another thing. And I hate to go back to it, but because this is a Drag Race episode, Elliot with two T's. I actually listened to another podcast and rewatched the episode. Elliot with two T's, you said you were going to be Rue McClanahan. Rue McClanahan is an actress. Blanche Devereaux, who you portrayed in the Snatch Game, is from the Golden Girls. Rue McClanahan does not have a Southern accent. Is not about sleeping with men or gentlemen. You said you were going to play a completely different person, and they did not check her at that. And I just had to bring that up. I heard it, and I rewatched the episode, and I was like, wait, that's really real what they did. But okay, done.
But didn't Crystal do the same thing?
Yes.
In UK season one?
Yes, Crystal did. I was just hoping somebody would call fucking Elliot out. Like, of all things, but...
okay, so who else made the top four? Okay, Ellie Diamond, what are your thoughts?
So Ellie Diamond, I love Ellie's drag. I love Ellie's makeup. Ellie's looks are on point. She's fire to me. The one thing that I don't think propelled her as much as the other contestants is I feel like Ellie was holding back her personality or like had a fear of being portrayed wrong. And a lot of the times when she shut down were the moments where she could have really risen to the top. She was doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see her as a bad queen in any of performances. Snatch Game, I actually don't remember who Ellie did.
Ellie did... I have no idea, actually.
Oh, I gotta go back and look at it, but that's right there is the indicator. I know who Ellie is, but I don't remember Ellie.
Yeah.
But damn, that bitch would be stunning in so many things.
Yeah, I think Ellie Diamond just needs to, I think, find her brand. I think she's very good at what she does. But I don't see where it all ties together just yet. Like, what is it about you that makes you Ellie Diamond? So yeah, but I think there's going to be a lot that we're going to see from her moving forward.
I feel like Ellie's going to be big.
Yeah.
On social, in person, especially DragCon once it comes back. Yeah. If Ellie's there, I feel like she's going to
blow. I feel like Ellie's like very popular right off the bat.
The fact that she worked in a drive-thru.
Yeah.
She was just trying to figure shit out as she went. Mm-hmm. That was already inspiring to me.
Yeah.
So,
see, but like, okay, so the whole thing with like Ellie Diamond, like, I would love to see her like make a brand out of the whole drive-through thing. Like, girl, you should be like wearing like fucking a Wendy's costume and then like a fucking Burger King costume and then fucking, you know, just make a thing out of fries. I don't know, like, you should be the one making a whole fucking thing. Like, I want to see you be a drive-through staff, like. Mm-hmm. On the runway.
Now, did Ellie do the fish and chips look when Ahura did it?
No, that was Sister.
It was Sister. Okay. I apologize for both of you. I do get both of you confused. It's not personal. But I feel like Ellie would have elevated that look from Ahura. Because this is already what you do. You know how much you hate it. So you have the energy to make something to make it look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And Ellie can make a look beautiful.
Yes.
She's got some style. She's got some real good skill. So I just feel like Ellie is the Raven of UK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Raven has now established a brand and somehow has become darker skinned, which I saw.
Yes. Understand. I actually had questions about that
too. I had quite some questions. I was like, that looks like a tan girl. Someone who was brown. Like, that did not look like Raven. But aside from that, I feel like Ellie could have that element because her makeup skills, one, are so strong. And then just her personality, she drives you in. Like, I love her.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I see Ellie Diamond evolving into a makeup brand, into, honestly, like, makeup is really where I see her growing extensively, like, very much. I feel like a lot of the queens that have like the very big, like, animated, mm-hmm. like, that they have very unique makeup, mm-hmm. And very polished makeup, they always go with makeup brands.
Oh yeah. She could get some real good stuff going. I really would. And she uses clown white, which I have never seen anybody use clown white in a way that I love. Clown white is a shade of makeup, and it is like stark white, so you know it's gonna stick out, and she uses it so perfectly.
Speaking of clowns, I wanted to do a little segment where we talk about drag clowns, but we gotta finish covering our top four. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back, and then we'll get into Taste, who I fucking love.
I thought you were gonna be shady.
Oh, no, never. Who, me, like this, in front of all these people? That's, like, my favorite Taste quote from ever. And every time I post nudes, that's going to be the caption.
Do it. Do it.
Oh, my God. See, that's part of why, that's part of the reason why I love that UK Hun song. That Bing Bang Bong song.
Yes.
Is because that Lion King was, like, brought to light there. And she's used it a few times on the season.
I can't lie. The individual parts are amazing. The hook is just so bad. But everything else is real good.
Ding, dang, dong.
I literally looked up at your TV because I was like, did they really say ding, dang, dong? And I'm like, I've got to be hearing something else. And I was like, no. I just looked down, I'm like, no. So really, they...
All right, we're going to do a quick break.
We were recording. Hey, y'all. So we just wanted to take a moment to probe ourselves. Poke and prod a little bit. Get our shits out. So if you love listening to our podcast, there's multiple ways you can get in contact with us. You can also follow other things that we post and do. Go to our IG, which is yothatsgay.pod, or Twitter, Yo, That's Gay Bye. Come and play around with us online and see what we do.
Yeah, feel free to send us a message. Let us know what you'd like us to cover in each of our episodes, or if you have any suggestions, feedback, any ways to improve the podcast, or if you'd even like to be a guest and you think you'd have an interesting perspective on any particular topic, we'd be open to having that conversation.
Yes.
If you, our new home base for the podcast is on my website. It's DannyCycles.com. We'll have a list of all the different places where you can find our podcast, as well as some of my new blog content that will accompany some of the content that we are putting out on this podcast.
We love to hear from you. Figure it out, because you got to talk to us in some way. So figure the fuck out what you want to do. But we're here for you.
And leave us a review on the, what's that thing called? The Apples.
On the Apples or any podcast app you're listening to, rate and review us. It makes us more visible.
Yep. Follow us on whatever platforms you're on, and follow us on Spotify or whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
Share us with everybody you know.
Thanks. And we are back from our commercial break. So let's finish up with our final four. So we were talking about our UK season 2 finale and Taste, the new face of Coca-Cola. Did you see that?
No.
Yes.
What?
She got a thing, a whole thing with Coca-Cola, and she's going to be a spokesmodel for them now.
You better go off Taste. Now I'm going to buy Simply Lemonade even more. What?
Yes, we stand Coca-Cola products. Yeah, please give us money so that we can promote you more.
You know, Coca-Cola gives you money, but I'm also going to say, Coca-Cola, I do not support what you're doing to underprivileged people and other countries with your water supplies.
Yes, so give us money.
Yes, yeah, so give
to
us
make
money.
Up for it.
Make up for it. For poor.
And other people.
Yes.
Give lots of people money.
Give away all of your money, Coca-Cola. Just be honest. You're rich without your money already.
So I loved Taste. I would have loved to see a few more silhouettes from Taste. But I think Taste is like relentlessly fierce, unapologetically like beautiful.
I agree. Taste is taste. And that's all I can say. Like Taste is taste. Like you have to have a taste for Taste if you see Taste and you like her. I do wish for more silhouettes, because a lot of the things that I do remember were typically a bodysuit or underwear bra with like accessories added to it.
Yeah.
Which still look good, but I do wish I could see more of a range.
Yeah.
But Taste, you took me out and gave me some good phrases.
Yeah. We love Taste. And I think Taste should come back for All Stars.
Bring Taste back for All Stars. I'm here for it. Bring big Taste back for the first UK Drag Race All-Stars.
Yes.
Like, bring her back.
That's going to be a few seasons away, though.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Drag Race is going to have taken over the world by then.
So, I agree, and I'm not mad at that. Because I would love for everybody to walk around and drag 24
We're going to have, like, Drag Race CNN.
Drag Race, the New York Times.
Drag Race, C-SPAN.
I'm just waiting for a drag lip sync performance to happen on the Senate floor. That just all of this has to happen. Once that happens, I'm sold. The LGBTQ plus community has won at that point. And we're good.
Yeah, I feel like RuPaul's going to run for president one day.
If RuPaul runs for president, I am not voting. In that point, I'm just filing for citizenship someplace else. I'm out. Leave me alone. I don't want to do this anymore. Oh, God. I'm sorry, it's not because it's Rue, but it's because it's Rue. That's the issue. How did we get to this point in America where RuPaul is now running for president and won? That's my issue.
We'll see. I'm putting it out there. Let it be known.
You know when it happens.
I am an oracle. I am an oracle of the future. Give me money to tell you stuff.
Just remember you said this. Just remember. One day when I'm sitting on my porch, old and grim, like, he spoke the shit.
Like President Paul. Like, is RuPaul? It's not no Cher. I am President Charles.
All I'm gonna look, if RuPaul wins as president, if in your inaugural address you do not say I own 51% of this country, I am done. Officially, I'm done. I'm like, no, I'm not gay. I'm out.
All right, well, we'll see where things go over the next few years.
Okay.
So who from season 2 of Drag Race UK do you feel like you didn't see enough of? Who did you want more of? Who or who kind of just like let you down?
So there are two queens that I have, and it's hard for me to choose between one. That I've never had it in my head this close. It's going to be Askina and Joe Black.
Mm-hmm.
Askina won. I feel like Askina's personality was just amazing. And when she came out with fucking fried chicken, french fries, and a little coat, I was like, bitch, that's me. That was me on the runway. Like, I could see myself being that girl. And then Joe, I want to see your neck. Every look for Joe. Her neck was covered in her shoulders for lunch. I wanted to see like a real elegant look from Joe.
She got that granny look going on.
Yes. Even in an H&M dress, you still look like a grandma. But I wanted to see a wider range from Joe because I have a feeling how everybody had such reverence for Joe Black. Her drag must be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And on the show, it just wasn't. Like, right. It just didn't get it.
Yeah, no, I've heard amazing things about Joe Black, and everyone was saying such a gag that she went home first. Twice.
Right. You went home twice. First. And after a pandemic.
In a pandemonium.
Like, girl, I feel bad for you, but then I don't, because we didn't need more queens. That is, like,
so, for me, I love Ahura. I feel like I love Ahura because I can see that Ahura is this, like super, like, emotional, sweet little brat.
Uh-huh.
That's a complete bitch. And I feel like I relate to that. But, like, she's so nice. And, like, you can tell, like, she's just a mean girl, but she's like, it's really a defense mechanism.
She's a cat. She's a cat. She looks amazing. She's super sweet, but at the moment, it's like that claw's gonna come out like.
But you know, I don't think like she was getting like death threats and stuff off of that, off like her thing with Tia Coffee, and then like people were apologizing to her after they sent her death threats. Because they were like, oh, like, you changed. It's like, damn, like, you shouldn't have sent a death threat regardless.
Right. You had to tell somebody die for you to realize that they changed as a person. That's something you need to go talk to somebody about.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a wars issue.
Yeah.
You need to go talk to somebody about that.
Literally. So, but I love Ahura's looks. And, you know, Ahura's only been doing drag for, I think, like, 14 months? 10 All months? Right. Something like that. And I think the looks are polished. It's just so much fun.
I feel like Ahura is very polished. I just as somebody who knows you, I feel like the icing on the cake is the fact that her name's Ahura. But everything she presented was super strong, incredibly. My favorite look was the look that Ahura had on the night she was eliminated. That white lacy look. Mm-hmm. Oh, I loved that look. And I feel like it sucks that she had to go, but then I feel like she's going to build a brand. Mm-hmm. It's really going to be really good.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's going to have almost like how Trixie Mattel established mm-hmm. herself so easily. I feel like Ahura is going to do that like it's nothing.
Yeah. No, I think Ahura is definitely going to be one to look for in the design world. Like, she's going to be pumping out dresses, fucking looks. Mm-hmm. And she's going to work it. She's going to work it. And then there's Tia Coffee, who it's like, girl, can you like literally just give me like a full illusion just once?
Tia to me is a good Christian church woman who wanted to be like fantastical for her good church woman friend. That's how we got that terrible cha-cha dress. That's how we got that ill-fitting ice cream cone. Like, it was something she ordered because it looked outlandish on Amazon, but then when you put it on, you didn't adjust it so it looked just flattering on you. Because she's beautiful, and those looks could have been amazing, but you gotta, like, tailor it or something. The ice cream cone. That's step done.
Oh, not that ice cream.
I am so angry and fired up about that ice cream because that would have been a killer look for her if you had just cinched the damn cone and then tied in the back of that damn blouse. It would look cute.
Well, okay, so speaking of who we need to see more, let's get into, or anything else that you want to talk about with Drag Race UK?
The only other thing I want to talk about with Drag Race UK, Jenny Lemon. He said a bad example. Please, nobody else ever do that again. That's literally all I have to say. I had faith in you, girl. I'm not going to tire bank you, but bye.
Like, nope. Just, like, fuck off.
Like, you could have at least just stood there, just pretended to mouth lip sync.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I would feel dumb kind of being left there to lip sync by myself.
Yeah.
At a lip sync for your life. Like, I don't know. I would feel some type of way if someone walked off when I was on the other side of that competition.
Right. I feel like in that manner, you don't respect me as a competitor on a personal level, but then I feel like you also don't have respect for the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least, and I don't ever really go with bowing out in a competition after you've made it this point, which means you took other people's spots, but at least the people who have done it have said, I'm going to go ahead and leave on my own accord and not just snuck out when the music track started.
Because mm-hmm.
she clean snuck out and everybody thought she was coming back.
Yeah. Like even like with Bendela, like she won her lip sync and won the right to eliminate herself. Like,
right.
Like if she hadn't won that lip sync, then she would have to been like, oh yeah, well, like I was going to send myself home.
Like, I can, like, respect that. At least she went out and gave us some effort. Like, okay, bitch, I want to go home, so I'm going to fight to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jenny, and I love Jenny's looks. Jenny was my, like, queen to win the season before I, like, paid attention to everybody else. And you let me down.
Jenny, well, we'll see. I doubt we'll see Jenny in All-Star season ever.
I feel like Jenny has now gotten a good spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame, but you will not be mentioned on anything else.
So, speaking of, like, returns and All-Stars, All-Stars 6 has been confirmed, and it's going to be on Paramount Plus. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Like, are you excited? Or is there anyone you want to see in particular? Is there anyone that you don't want to see?
I am super, 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 super excited. Incredibly. Even though I loved Manila, I do not want to see Manila. Like, I've seen enough of Manila. Honestly, any of the queens who were on multiple seasons of All-Stars, I don't want to see.
Yeah, any of the season one girls that already had a second turn.
Yeah. I don't want to see you anymore. I loved all of you. It was great. But y'all had enough.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like at that point, we're going to get stagnant if they keep coming back over and over
again. Yeah.
And I had her name in my head earlier. I can't even think of it. I would love for her to come back, though. And I oop.
Oh, Jasmine Masters.
Jasmine Masters, I want her to come back. And then,
do you think Jasmine Masters has what it takes to bring the competition to All-Stars?
I'm going to say yes. And I'm going to say yes because Jasmine has mastered a different kind of thing than I haven't seen the other queens master. Jasmine has reached out to not only the Black community, but then also an underrepresented community, especially in RuPaul's Drag Race, which has to do with more trans community people. Jasmine has reached out and connected on a level that is just so personal and real, but funny and marketable at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've noticed myself, and that's what I've seen, and that's why I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope if she does come back, we gotta talk about the looks, and we gotta talk about that lip sync. Because if you haven't perfected your performance, that's what got you sit home.
Because mm-hmm.
you are a personality, but there wasn't a performer behind it.
Right. It's like, and I think that's like, I recently rewatched All Stars, Four, because five was Shea Quilly. Okay, mm-hmm. So I recently rewatched All Stars 4, where Jasmine went home first, and that's like, girl, like, you're a comedian, and like, you were gonna go do stand up without preparing, like,
right,
like you can't just like prey on your personality, just kind of make your way through it.
Right, she had this mentality, I'm gonna bullshit it through this competition. You can't bullshit it through this.
Yeah, and then even like after that, like she was like, oh, like, well, like, you can't say I wasn't funny. Like, I was funny. It's like, girl, like, just because it like got a few laughs doesn't mean it was like quality content.
You were funny because it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
And I hate to say that, but especially someone who loves to laugh at very awkward moments, all I felt was her whole performance was an awkward moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't work.
So, well, it would be the first time that they bring back someone who, well, where there's a recurring All-Stars contestant that wasn't from season one.
That would be an interesting take. Who would you want to come back?
To All-Stars, if we're talking like America only, I would love to see definitely like Gigi Good. I would love to see, what season are we at? Nah, 13, so that was 12. I don't want to see Vanjie.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need time from Vanjie.
We need some time from Vanjie. Vanjie was the star of Review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who else would I really love to see? I keep thinking of all these like international names. From season 11? What's this girl's name? I have to look up the season 11 girl's name because I'm having a brain fart. Honey Davenport.
Oh yes.
Honey Davenport. Yes, honestly, I think we didn't see enough of Honey when on her season. She went home like fourth or something like that.
She did. She went home really early.
Yeah, but I think I follow Honey on social media, and like he is so like fun and playful, and he's so hot. Yeah.
Now, would you ever want to see like a Drag Race villains edit, like a competition for everybody who had the villain role?
No, because I feel like a lot of them wouldn't come back.
Okay.
Like Fifi O'Hara would never come back again.
Yeah, Fifi O'Hara is not coming back, but I do love Fifi on Dragula.
Mm-hmm.
It was those little snippets of interaction.
Yeah.
Fifi was judging.
It was a lot more personable.
It was. I was like, oh, this is Chi Chi's version.
Yeah.
Fifi's personality. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, no. Fifi's cool, except until Fifi's beefy.
Yes. Stick with everything
else. Let's go through. There's gaytimes.co.uk. They posted their rumored cast for All Star 6. So we're gonna go through it and see what you think, what we think, because I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay.
The first person is Pandora Box, who is a local queen to us. She was on season 2 and she was on All Stars 1. She went home on All Stars 1 first.
I would like Pandora to come back. Because I've seen Pandora perform, and I've always been a Pandora Box fan.
Yeah, I think I am hoping, because I've seen Pandora perform. Last time I saw Pandora perform was like maybe 4 months before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And it was very fun and fresh and new. And I feel like as long as Pandora can keep it fresh and relevant. And I think that's something that Pandora has struggled with.
Yes.
So we'll see. We'll see. But it's definitely very exciting. Next one is Sonique. From season 2.
Sonique. I forgot about Sonique. Has Sonique come back on anything?
The Hollislay Spectacular. So the one where they lip sync that RuPaul album?
I don't remember. Yes. Sonique was not... Bring back Sonique. I agree.
Yeah, because she's fully transitioned now. Mm-hmm. So she's fully female presenting all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think that I haven't really followed Sonique, so I don't know what she's bringing to the table, but I think it'll be fun.
I would love for Sonique to come back.
Yeah, like I really love that like gingerbread suit that she brought.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a picture of it here. That's why I was reminded of it. another one of my favorites, Yara Sofia.
Yes.
Bring back Yara Sofia.
Yara Sofia could come back on anything. Yep. I will watch.
Drag Race, All Stars, International All Stars. Fucking, I don't care what you bring her back on.
Chopped. Bring back Yara Sofia. I will watch.
She was on Skin Wars.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, but like as a model. Yeah, but she won. Jiggly Caliente. What do you think about Jiggly Caliente?
I'm like, no.
I hate them, yes.
I'm gonna say no for Jiggly because I love the brand that Jiggly has built outside of Drag Race. Like, Jiggly has a brand, and she was on...
Well, what is Jiggly's brand, would you say?
So Jiggly's brand is the Banshee girl that you're going to meet up at on the corner, sit and chat with outside the bodega, have some fun with, chew some gum, be shady to bitches, maybe beat somebody up, maybe mop some items from a store, and then go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's who she reminds me of, and she's been acting lately. And the last thing I saw her act in was P-Valley, and she sold me. So I love her, but I don't want her to come back for Drag Race.
You don't think she could bring that to Drag Race?
I think she could.
Because I feel like that was always, like, even on Drag Race, that was her very much her brand.
It was. On Drag Race, when she was first there, it was her brand, but she was afraid to express that brand.
Well, I don't think it was a brand yet. I think it was just her personality. Right. I'm like, bitch, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
And, like, she was just afraid to express it. I'm like, girl, let that out. She let that shit out on screen, and it's so good.
Yeah. Well, that's why I would love to see it back, because I'm like, this and a drag persona, not just, like, her, like, regular persona or her regular acting, but, like, her, but, like, dragged up.
You know what? I agree at that point, thinking about it dragged up on a different level. I'd like to see her back.
So, Jiggly Caliente. Okay. Another favorite, Trinity K. Bonet. Trinity has been trying to come back on All Stars for quite a bit. And actually, the fans have been asking for Trinity K. Bonet to come back for quite a bit. And I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, because every time All Stars comes around, it's all over like Instagram, like Trinity K18, like it hasn't happened yet.
I feel like Trinity, now this is not disparaging All Stars, the American edition, but I feel like Trinity K18 should be on International All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Because her look, her brand, who she is, it's so distinctive that I feel like she would stand out amazingly well on International.
Mm-hmm.
On American All-Stars, she would be amazing, but I just feel like she's more, like, she could be worldwide by mm-hmm. how she presents herself.
Yeah, definitely. That'd be fun, Trinity K18 for International,
mm-hmm.
representing the U.S.
I love it.
Ginger Minj.
You know I'm a Minj fan. I was it. Slay and Pray. My favorite lip sync of the entire Drag Race. So bring her back.
I think Ginger can constantly keep it fresh, and she's shown that a lot. I would love to see more of like the vocals used, because I know she's a big singer,
mm-hmm.
and she does like, I know like she was here locally too, doing like a holiday thing like a couple years ago.
She did a holiday thing, and then you were with me during the festival that they do.
For, oh yeah, we saw her at the bar.
Yeah.
And she, yeah, I won Drag Race trivia and got a shot.
Yes. And she was so fucking nice.
Absolutely. I love Ginger Minj.
Bring her back.
Yes. Okay, next one. Akiria C. Davenport.
I don't remember Akiria.
Oh, really?
I know the name, but I actually cannot recall her right now from Drag Race.
She's from season 11. She made top 4. She lip synced and she had that like shiny blue hair.
Nope, don't bring her back. I remember. Yeah.
I mean, I think she was fun. I think she did great. I'm pretty sure I follow her on social media, and I don't think I've seen a lot of like new constant stuff, or like maybe I just don't keep up. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Maybe I feel like I want to see more of Akiria on my socials to see what her brand is and how she's polishing herself. Because I know she was like big on being like the pageant girl, but like she really broke out of that on her season.
She did. She broke out of it. Boom. Okay. Remember her. I just need to see a picture. And this was her promo picture. Her promo picture for her season sold me as a queen that I fell in love with. Look wise,
mm-hmm.
I just don't remember her personality. That's what I don't remember. But I remember she was stunning in every look she was in.
I think she would do great on an All-Star season. I mean, she's also pretty fresh. She's only season 11, girl.
I put her on All-Stars.
Okay, what about Raja O'Hara? Raja has had the makeup glow up. Fucking, she had that harsh ass makeup on her season. Now she has really glown up.
Wait,
and is looking like complete fish.
Are we talking Raja, the Raja I love?
No, Raja O'Hara. She was on season 11.
Why am I not remembering the girls?
Well, I feel like season 11. Some of the girls really faded in the background.
They really... I don't even freaking remember Raja.
Yeah, I think Raja went home third? Because who went home first? It was Soju.
Soju went home
Kahana Montrese.
Mm-hmm.
Who also got kind of forgotten about, I feel like, that season.
Raja got the villain edit, didn't she, that season? Or at least at the beginning of it. Or was she just real spicy with the girls?
Honestly, I don't really remember.
You know what? I'm not going to say that I don't want to see her back, because I remember her makeup and her looks, and they were polished. But
well, no. Her makeup was bad.
Did she have, like, really hard... She couldn't blend!
No, she couldn't blend.
That was her! I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you out like that. She couldn't blend. Okay, I remember who we're talking about. No, don't bring her back. Like there was looks, but there was attitude, and the attitude didn't work.
There was a lot of attitude with Raja O'Hara, but I feel like it would have had a fun like mix to the cast. But as far as like, I know her makeup's gotten much better, but other than that, I don't really know what else she's bringing to the table. Yeah. I guess I don't follow her enough either. Next one is Scarlet Envy, who has been a fan favorite. I'm not a huge Scarlet Envy fan. I don't dislike her. I'm just not a huge fan. And it's just meh for me.
You know what Scarlet did for me? Scarlet did for me what I wanted for a queen to do from Drag Race. To step out of the shadow of it and be like, I'm going to be who the fuck I am. I'm me and I don't give a fuck if you bitches like me or not. And I like that about her. But I actually don't want to see her come back in All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Everything she presented was amazing. She's an amazing performer. And it's just, if I'm going to watch All Stars, I wouldn't expect to see somebody like her there because she's over it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so why are you here?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. Just, I didn't get a lot of personality from Scarlet Envy. So, I just, not something that really I want more of.
She got the camera in it, and it just didn't work out for her.
Yeah, kind of just, like, faded.
Yeah. All
right, next we have Jan. What are your thoughts on Jan?
Jan. Just Jan.
Just Jan.
That's my issue. Because I loved Jan's name before Drag Race, of Jan Sport, but you can't do that because of copyright, so I understand it. But thinking about Jan, you know what I remember about Jan more than anything? Her smile.
Mm-hmm.
In her makeup,
absolutely,
was done on point. Her looks were always very polished. Her smile. Bring Jan back.
Yeah. Jan's got a huge smile and I love it. I think that I don't know if I want Jan on All Stars 6. I would maybe want Jan on like an All Stars 7. Or I would send Jan out to represent us on an international All Stars. I would give her that even. But I think the fact that Jan never won any challenges on her season is a little telling of that. Like, she just needs a little bit something to just kind of push it over the edge with her brand. And I feel like All Stars is really a branding challenge at the end of the day. And I think she just got to fine tune her brand a little bit more, maybe.
She's got a very strong foundation built, what I love.
Yeah.
And even though she never won, the thing I remember,
she's well rounded.
Yeah, she's well rounded. And I just, that smile, and I feel like she wore like a flight attendant outfit at some point.
Yeah, when she did the Michelle Visage look.
Yes, and that.
That's when she had the face crack.
Yes!
Because she didn't win, because that was the Rusical.
I remember now, because I remember it vividly. And I'm like, she looked amazing that night. And it's one of those looks in Drag Race that has always stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I want her to come back.
Yeah, well, that look became a meme when her face cracked because she didn't win the challenge.
Which is such bullshit.
And then that's the robe that Rosé wore on her commercial last week.
Yes! Which I remember I lost my shit when I saw her face. I was like, it's Jan!
Yeah, no, I love Jan. I think Jan's very fun. I just think it's... I there's nothing that makes me think, oh, that's Jan.
Right.
You know what I mean? Other than like her face. Like, there's nothing that like is unique to her that I'm like, oh, I associate that with who she is, who her character and her brand is.
Now if her name was like Janet, I would be like, oh, okay, now I know her. Right, anything. Like, give me a little et at the end, boom.
All right. Anyone else that you would want to see on All Stars?
On All Stars, season 6. If we're specifically focusing on America, you know what? I may get dragged for this. I want to see Serena Chacha come back.
Ew, no.
And I know her looks were trash, her attitude was trash, her behavior was trash, everything she presented was trash. She was trash. But she was also 21-year-old trash. So now that all this time has passed, if she's still doing drag, I would like to see what she's doing now.
I feel like I would want to see what she's doing before putting her on. So, like, maybe I'll go look her up.
Okay.
Maybe I'll go look her up and see where she is now. Because, like, yeah, maybe she does deserve another shot. But my thing is that, like, I feel like when you come into All-Stars, you have to come in an All-Star.
That is true.
I don't think you have to come in with the potential of being an All-Star. Which is why, like, I was, like, surprised. I don't want to shade anyone. Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes, like, you see people come into All-Stars and you're like, ooh, like, I don't know if, like, you're a star. I don't know if you're an All-Star. You know what I mean? It's like, I can see you becoming an All-Star through the season.
Right.
And, or maybe you did become an All-Star through the season. But I feel like you should be an All-Star coming into the season. I feel like you should come into All-Stars knowing you're going to win.
You know what? I can agree with
that. Same as a regular season.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that because, and this is not meant to sound shady, but I know it's going to come off shady. I didn't see Serena Chacha as a drag queen performer on RuPaul's Drag Race. I saw an art student who didn't know how to channel their art coming to a television show because they got on it.
Yeah.
And that's what I saw from her. But then also, even just going back and watching, all of her one-way presentations were bad, but there was a good element there. And when somebody's in school, they can be a shit person, but there's one good thing that will excel them to what they decide to major in. And I feel like if she's still doing drag and if she has gotten rid of this personality that everybody else is beneath you because you went to art school, if she gets past that, if she is past that, I feel like there would be a very good presentation. Like, maybe not to build brand, but she could at least come out and say, hey, this is the villain redo that it actually worked.
Yeah.
Because nobody else has worked it yet.
Yeah, honestly, no one has. Well, the closest that anyone's done the villain, like, branding is Fifi O'Hara coming in as the Riddler.
Yeah.
But that's...
Even then, reverted back to what you worked out. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, I don't know. I am not a Serena Chacha fan. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I get it. I do want to see her come back. I am going to say this in the way that I said about Gia Gunn. I was happy that Gia came back, but now that we have seen that there was no progression, I'm glad that you're not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I at least want to give Serena that chance. And honestly, I would love to see a season of Drag Race with everybody who was eliminated first. Like, everybody who was eliminated first.
All the pork chops.
Yeah, all the pork chops. Pork chop season.
I have actually wondered, and I'm a little curious on what your thoughts are, on how come they've never brought pork chop back.
So this has only been my personal thoughts on it, just watching the show. Pork chop is an established paid person on RuPaul's casting board, I guess you can call it. She's always involved in the show. She's been involved since season one. And I think in season one, she was... season two, I think she was listed as a special producer. So I'm okay with her not coming back because she's been getting coins from the show forever. But then I also want to see Pork Chop again because Pork Chop was one of the first pageant performers I ever saw, and she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, like I always wonder, just because I'm like, that's like, they, like, it's almost kind of like they do all the branding for Pork Chop.
Mm-hmm. Like, this season, you know, she gets paid every time she's on the show.
Yeah.
Every time they even say her name, she's paid.
So, well, so, like, you know, the, like, cast gets paid per episode that they're on, which I actually didn't know until recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's pretty cool.
They get paid, which is awesome. Pork Chop not only gets paid, but gets royalties. So all of the syndicated episodes that are playing on all these different apps, different channels, she's being paid 24/7. So it's the only reason why me thinking why they haven't invited her back, because she's constantly getting paycheck from the show.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I just think it'd be fun.
Yeah. It would be fun. Like, did they ever bring back Raven?
No, I don't think they're ever going to bring back. Oh, wait, they brought back Raven for All Stars 1.
Okay. And then after
she came in second place again.
She did. And then after that, there was nothing because now, you know, she's paid directly by RuPaul.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever going to come back. Because I'm pretty sure her prize for coming in second place on All Stars was to be Ru's makeup artist. Because I'm pretty sure that's when they hired her, right?
Yeah, that was right.
Season five.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even mean to sound shady. She's just going to be a special guest on Smash Game. That's where I feel like we're going to see her. I don't mean in a shady way, but she's just going to be there on Smash
Game. Yeah. Well, she does make a guest appearance once a season on UK. Mm-hmm. But I guess that's because they take her to UK to do the makeup for RuPaul. I mean, don't get me wrong. This is a pretty sick gig.
I would be doing that because you know she's paid.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and you get to travel around the world for free, essentially, because this is work.
So. Exactly. All right. Well, that's it for the drag raceness. We talked about international last week.
Yes.
So if you didn't catch that episode, we talked about who we'd like to see, who some of the rumored people are, and... Drag Race Down Under is coming out soon too this year.
It is.
I guess RuPaul is gonna be a judge on it. Mm-hmm. Which you found earlier. Mm-hmm. I was under the impression because RuPaul was not there for the cast announcement that RuPaul would not be in it. So I'm kind of sad.
Me too. RuPaul has done great things, but I can't lie. I loved Brooklyn Heights hosting. I loved Fred hosting.
Yes.
It was nice to have that different feel of a host.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Just kind of like a different taste almost. Yes.
Now, if they did a host battle, I would be in heaven. But you know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I would love it.
I would love to see them bring like the different judges from the different types of Drag Race to like main Drag Race.
What I would love to see, and I'm a sucker for Drag Race Thailand set. I would love that immaculate set of Thailand for the other shows. Because the other shows, the set compared to Thailand to me looks like, okay, we got this at the Dollar Tree. This came from like, what is it? Crate and Barrels. I have no idea about. And I'm like, what? So, Thailand, bring your style over here to us, please.
I really hope Thailand gets included in stuff.
Me too. I really hope they do. At this point, they're 3 seasons in now?
There's 2 seasons in.
2 seasons in.
I think a third season is in the works, maybe?
Okay.
But I don't think it's being recorded yet.
Maybe we'll get lucky. Who knows? Hopefully WoW can get them or something.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see where Drag Race brings us for the rest of the year. Yes. But we know there's definitely at least 2 coming out this year.
There are, which is going to be so good.
So that should be All Stars and... Drag Race Down Under.
Load me up with Drag Race, the felony. What is this rumors about a Drag Race Spain?
Yes, Drag Race Spain is coming out, España.
What? I can't wait to see that.
Hell fucking yes.
Like,
yes. And there have been rumors of like a Drag Race Brazil.
Give me a Drag Race Africa. That's what I want. Like, give me a Drag Race Africa. Give me Brazil.
Drag Race Zimbabwe.
Yes! Drag Race Congo. I'd be here for
yes. Imagine.
Oh my god. But, you know, I also know it's very, very dangerous
it's
to be
very,
a queer person there, so they may not do it. But if they do.
But if they could do it in, like, a country, I'm sure, like, people could travel. Like they do in, like, Holland. Or not Holland, UK. But I guess they could just call it Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then just anyone from Africa.
Anyone from
UK,
Africa.
Anyone in the UK.
Like, I hate to say it because it's going to sound terrible, but like South Africa could be one place you could go. Or the coast, the Ivory Coast, a lot of places that, you know, and even though, because I'm getting off track, Africa's not some horrible war-torn country. Is that it? Majority of Africa is just like the United States of America or any other country you live in. Civil, safe, and nice. But when it comes to being queer over there, you got to be very fucking careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because the sentence is death in a lot of countries. Yeah. So.
So very conservative when it comes to that particular topic.
Yes, Christian woman sucking a dick in the confessional. That's what's going on over there.
All right, well, thank you for joining us on our little Drag Race rant. For 2 episodes.
We needed to get it out.
Yes, we actually, when, I forgot when, but like earlier on, we had said, like, oh, we're going to do a Drag Race review every episode, and then we didn't.
We did not.
So then this is just us making up for it.
We're making up for it, and possibly once we discuss it, it could be a thing in the future. Don't count on it. Don't guarantee anything for yourself.
All right. Daskan. Wait. No, I forgot how to pronounce it right. Daskan. Bye, girls. In Dutch.
Ciao.